I'm being really stupid. I don't know why I'm stressing out about this. It seemed like he had a good time, right? I knew it was a bad idea to do this. We've known each other forever. I shouldn't have messed things up by asking him out. He probably just wants to stay friends, and now he's gonna feel awkward around me. It's weird I haven't heard from him. We used to talk practically every day, but he's been silent ever since we went out last week. Oh, did I do something wrong? Should I... His sister? Why is she calling me? Hello? Yeah, it's me. How are you? Have you heard from your brother? Because... Oh, that's why you're calling? Did something happen? Are you still there? He's dead? No, what are you talking about? He's fine, he's... He was sick? What do you mean? I'm sorry, I don't understand. What the hell are you talking about? It doesn't make any fucking sense. But he was fine. He was fine. I don't understand. He didn't want to upset me? Well, I'm pretty fucking upset right now. No, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't be yelling at you. It's just too much to take in. Well, he left me something. What? Well, why don't you know what it is? Oh, he told you not to open it. I can come over later. I'll be there in a bit. Alright, bye. Hi. I'm so sorry for how I acted earlier on the phone. No, it wasn't okay. I mean, yes, we were friends, but he was your brother. I can't imagine what you and your family are going through. You said he left something for me? God, it's so weird. His room is just like he left it. It's like he's still here. Oh, is this it? Yeah, I don't mind you. Go downstairs. I'll let you know if I need help with anything. I'm so sorry again. Thank you for giving me this. Okay. So what's in here? Huh. Pictures of us? These are those toys we used to play with when we were little. What's this? A note? Hmm. Dear Ray, I know you're probably upset, and you might also be really pissed off. But I hope once you're done reading this, you'll understand. We've been friends for as long as I can remember. We would do everything with each other, and we would tell each other everything. Nothing was kept secret between us. When I first found out I was sick, I wanted to tell you. I wanted to be honest, especially after I was given an estimate of how much longer I would be around. But I couldn't. I just didn't want the last months we had with each other to be filled with sadness. Eventually, though, as I came closer, I felt like I had no choice. I needed to tell you the truth. But then something happened. You called me one day and asked me out. Not to hang out normally. You told me you had feelings for me and wanted to be more than friends. Here's the thing, Ray. I've loved you for so long. Maybe since the day we first met, I've been in love with you. But I was always too scared to tell you. I was afraid you wouldn't feel the same way. That it would ruin our friendship, and I would lose you. So eventually, I just made peace with the fact that we would just be friends, and I was okay with that. Because I was just grateful to have you in my life. But when you called me and told me how you felt, that was the happiest moment of my life. But it was also the saddest. Because I knew I really couldn't tell you now, I didn't want to waste the chance of getting to show you, at least for one night, how much I cared about you by telling you about this. So I didn't. I said yes to the date, and I kept going like nothing was wrong. Even though things had gotten pretty bad by then. There might have been moments where I looked like I wasn't enjoying myself. Believe me, I was. It was just getting harder to hide it by that point. That's why I couldn't see you again after that. I wanted your last image of me to be the fun we had together that night. Not me lying on a hospital bed looking so sick. I understand if you're still mad at me for this. But if you are, I hope one day you can realize that I did what I thought was right. That night I spent with you was the best night of my life. I don't have any regrets about doing things the way I did. I know you might be sad too, but I want you to know that it's going to be okay. You're an amazing person. And you're going to find someone else who realizes that. You're going to live a beautiful life because it's what you deserve. This isn't really a goodbye. That's why I left this stuff. So you can always remember us. So you'll know that I'm always here when you need me. I love you. Always. I love you too. Always.